11, 845-436-4227. Saturday, March 19th, there's a silent auction and opening reception for Neon from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Brookhouse Gallery at the junction of Route 97 and Route 55 in Barryville, New York, 845-456-0066. Sunday, March 20th is Music at the Meadow Family Concert, 2 p.m. at High Meadow School Performing Arts Center in Stone Ridge, New York, www.highmeadowschool.org. Wayne County Art Alliance's Sunday Night Cinema continues Sunday evening with their spring film series with Rashomon, 7 p.m. at the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce, 32 Commercial Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, 570-253-6850. The WJFF calendar can now be found at wjffradio.org on the archive page. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. On today's program, we're going to be exploring the music of the British singer-songwriter, the virtuoso guitarist, and the spiritual man, George Harrison.
Surely be learning.
Yeah. George Harrison, the lead guitarist for the Beatles. That's the Beatles in 1968 on their White Album, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, George Harrison's composition. And actually, as an accomplished a guitarist as George Harrison was, Eric Clapton is actually playing lead guitar. His good friend Eric Clapton is playing lead on that song. So George Harrison, what a life. He's a British, okay. He's born in 1943 in Liverpool, and he's got, you know, he's got four kids in the family, and they're growing up in this little house in Liverpool, which is like two up and two down, with two adults and four kids. The bathroom is outside in the back, okay. There's one tiny little coal stove in this house that George is growing up in. So, you know, they finally moved to a better house, and when they moved to a little bit better neighborhood, and what's the very first thing that I read that George Harrison talks about? The earliest thing I heard that he talks about is when he's 12 years old, and he is riding around his neighborhood on his bicycle. You know, there he is, he's outside, and there's a neighbor's house with a window open, and he hears Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel coming through the window, and he knows. He said he had like an epiphany when he heard that song. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew what he wanted to play. And he does very well on his exams, and he gets into the best high school in Liverpool. And he's at the Institute for Boys, and he's 14 years old, sitting at the very last row of the classroom, and he's drawing guitars in his notebook. He becomes obsessed with guitars. He finally gets his first guitar when he's 14 years old, okay? That's when he meets Paul McCartney. Well, first George starts his very own skiffle group, and it's called the Rebels. Okay, and he's at, you know, and they're in the same school when he meets Paul McCartney, and these are the very first two Beatles that meet each other. And you know, at the very same time, John Lennon, who's the older guy, he's 3 years older, he starts his own skiffle band called the Quarrymen. And sure enough, Paul McCartney joins the band, and then they invite George Harrison to come in, and that becomes the Beatles. And in 1962, when George Harrison is 19 years old, the Beatles hit international success. Beatlemania goes off with their very first album called Please Please Me. And George is inspired by American rock and roll. You know, he's playing a Gretsch guitar. The very earliest Beatle recordings, he's playing like a country gentleman Gretsch guitar, which is an American guitar, a hollow body with F-holes. And he's imitating Chuck Berry and Carl Perkins with this kind of picking guitar sound that he plays. A lot of the early Beatles recordings, he's got that guitar style. And we're going to hear a recording from 1963. George Harrison's 20 years old, and these are great recordings. This is a live recording that was broadcast on the BBC radio station, and this is George Harrison singing a Chuck Berry song called Roll Over Beethoven, which Chuck Berry did in 1956. And these are great recordings because the Beatles are not in a recording studio. They're actually in a theater playing live on a stage, and they just record the live recording and they broadcast it later. So let's hear the young George Harrison with the Beatles from 1963, the BBC radio recordings, Roll Over Beethoven.
George, is it true that you're a connoisseur of the classics?
No, it's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor. Do you enjoy singing Beethoven?
No. Been singing it for 28 years now.
For how long?
28 years.
That's incredible. Could you manage one more performance?
Possibly.
Oh, go on, say yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Roll over,
George Harrison, Roll Over Beethoven, the Chuck Berry song. Okay, so George Harrison, what an amazing career he had. You know, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, let's face it, they're genius songwriters. And George had to really work hard to establish his role as a songwriter with the Beatles. He really was influential in developing their sound, their overall sound, because of his guitar playing. You know, the Beatles take a trip to the United States. They do a tour in 1964. And it's interesting because it's on a radio station interview in Minneapolis that George Harrison plays a 12-string electric Rickenbacker for the very first time. And the radio station gives him the guitar. Okay, and so then he records it on A Hard Day's Night with the Beatles. And then there's this huge feedback loop going on culturally between all the American rock and roll musicians and the British rock and roll musicians. So, you know, like Roger McGuinn and the Byrds hears this 12-string guitar and he starts using it on their recordings. And then George Harrison is the one that really exposes the Beatles to the folk rock music of the Byrds. When Bob Dylan comes out with his Freewheeling album, it's George Harrison that hears it and brings it to the attention of the Beatles. So every album that they release, there's at least one song by George Harrison on every album, you know what I mean? And he's developing as a guitarist. He's forced into these tiny 8 and 12 bar solos to really get his chops together, to really develop as a lead guitar player. He picks up his Fender Stratocaster in 1965, and that first appears on the Rubber Soul album, and that's a great sound. We're going to hear an example of that from the Beatles' Revolver album. We're going to be listening to the George Harrison composition, Taxman. Okay, and the Revolver album in 1966 is kind of like the pinnacle, the golden age for George with the Beatles. They actually record 3 George Harrison songs on the Revolver album, and they work together really, really well at that time. Okay, so you know, I talked about this feedback loop between the United States and England, the West Coast sound. George is in America, he meets David Crosby of the Byrds, right? David Crosby's also later becomes Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And it's David Crosby that turns George Harrison on to the sitar playing of Ravi Shankar. And so, sure enough, on the very next album in 1965, the Rubber Soul album, George Harrison plays sitar for the first time in a rock and roll song on the Beatles' Norwegian Wood. So they do Revolver. We're going to hear that track from Revolver. And then after the Revolver album, George takes off by himself with his wife. He goes to India and he studies the sitar. And when he comes back to join the Beatles in 1967, they're working on the Sgt. Pepper's album. By this time, George only does one song on the Sgt. Pepper's album, and that's called the song Within You, Without You. And we're going to be listening to that song. And this is the full development of his involvement with sitar and Indian music. And the interesting thing, which I never realized, is on this Sgt. Pepper's track, none of the other Beatles are playing on this song. So we'll be hearing George Harrison's compositions. First, we're going to start with Taxman from the 1966 Beatles Revolver album. Then we're going to be hearing Within You, Without You from Sgt. Pepper's.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's 1 for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it. Taxman, yeah, I'm the
George Harrison, Within You and Without You. Yes. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. All right, so Within You and Without You, that was the only song that George did on the Sgt. Pepper's album. And the next album the Beatles release is the White Album, the big double album. And they have gone to India. You know, George traveled there by himself first, and then they go in 1968 to an ashram to study with a Maharishi. And I heard a piece of music that was recorded during that time, which I had never really heard before. I thought it'd be interesting for us to listen to it. In January of 1968, when the Beatles are in India, EMI has a recording studio in Bombay. And George Harrison records a song called The Inner Light. And the Beatles released a single, you know, the Lady Madonna song. Well, Inner Light was the B-side of that single. And the background tracks were recorded in Bombay, India, during the trip where they were all meditating with the Maharishi. And I think this is a really interesting track. It really continues to explore this Indian trend that George Harrison was taking in his songs. So at the top of the hour, we heard the song While My Guitar Gently Weeps from the Beatles' White Album. So let's hear this track recorded about the same time as that recording, George Harrison's The Inner Light.
Without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one really can know all things on earth. Without looking out of your window, you can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one arrive without traveling. See all without looking. Do all without doing.
George Harrison, The Inner Light. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. And I hope you're having a lovely Saturday afternoon. We just had a call to the station, and, you know, here we are wishing happy birthday to Bruce and Megan from the Armbrissy family. All right, so happy birthday, Bruce and Megan. Okay. So here on Now and Then, we're exploring the music of the British singer-songwriter George Harrison. And you know, the Beatles. The Beatles are together. After the White Album, they still record Abbey Road, and George Harrison writes two really, really beloved and well-known songs for the Abbey Road album, Here Comes the Sun, and then the love song, Something. And we'll be hearing George performing Something in a live concert just in a little later in the program here. So the Abbey Road album and then the Let It Be album, the Beatles really don't break up until 1970. But, you know, George Harrison, that song we just heard in 1968, he's the very first one to go out and start to do solo recordings. The musicians that played on that track that we just heard are the same musicians that he uses in a soundtrack for a movie called Wonderwall. So George is already experimenting with solo recordings. And by the time that the Beatles break up in 1970, he has built up a quantity of incredible songs. So the very next album that George Harrison records is the brilliant recording from 1970, the album All Things Must Pass. Oh, wow. All Things Must Pass. It's co-produced with Phil Spector, and they're using that wall of sound approach. And all of the most amazing musicians, all of the rock and roll royalty, all of his good friends, Eric Clapton, Dave Mason from Traffic, Billy Preston, Ringo Starr plays on the album. All Things Must Pass. We're going to be listening to two songs from that George Harrison solo recording. The big hit from that album was My Sweet Lord. So we'll be listening to that song followed by Wah Wah. And one of the things about this album that's really beautiful, I've got the vinyl here with me. And you know the Beatles Apple label? Can you see what that looks like in your mind? It's that big, ripe, big, luscious green apple. Well, on the George Harrison All Things Must Pass album, that apple has turned deep, bright red. The fruit has ripened. And on the George Harrison All Things Must Happen, we hear George Harrison at the height of his powers, his true genius as a songwriter, as a lyricist, the expression of the search for meaning that he's had through his studies in India. You know, it really all comes together in an amazing, magical way in George Harrison's All Things Must Pass recording. Let's listen to My Sweet Lord. George Harrison, All Things Must Pass. George recorded that album, that's his really his first solo release, in 1970, shortly after the Beatles broke up. About that time, he also buys an English manor house, Friar Park. It's his home, Henley-on-the-Thames. And he becomes a very big into gardening. He considers himself an accomplished gardener, and he actually said in his biography that he felt more of a gardener than a musician. He's got a staff of 10 people maintaining a 36-acre garden at the time he records All Things Must Pass, and actually the cover of that album is photographed in his garden on his estate. So George Harrison, after the All Things Must Pass album, he does a very unusual event. In the next year, in August of 1971, he sponsors and organizes a major charity event, a charity concert called the Concert for Bangladesh. He organizes this with the assistance of Ravi Shankar. They do two shows in Madison Square Garden. They've got like 40,000 people in attendance. There's incredible musicians, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Leon Russell, Ringo's playing, Billy Preston, and all the proceeds from this concert go to UNICEF. George does a wonderful recording, a performance of the song Something, in this concert. We're going to be listening to that right now. He originally released this song on the Beatles' Abbey Road album. And this is the Concert for Bangladesh, George Harrison, 1971.
I believe the high.
George Harrison. The Concert for Bangladesh. That was his famous song, Something. You know, it was interesting. James Taylor was signed to the Apple label and was in London recording. And James Taylor wrote a song. And the very first line of his song was, Something in the way she moves, the ta-da-da-da-da. And George Harrison was so inspired by that song that he took the first line, Something in the Way She Moves, from the James Taylor song. So George Harrison, this is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. That concert was in 1971, and that was, a charity event for the refugees from the Liberation War in Bangladesh. And the Apple Corporation has just released, in October of 2005, a DVD of this concert. And the thing that really made me smile is that considering all the really international superstars, all of the royalties continue to go to UNICEF from this concert for Bangladesh. So, shortly after that, in 1973, I guess he's 30 years old, George Harrison establishes his very own charity called the Material World Charitable Foundation. And he established it, quote, to sponsor diverse forms of artistic expression and to encourage the exploration of alternative life views and philosophies. Well, George Harrison died of cancer on November 29th in 2001 at the Hollywood Hills Mansion. Paul McCartney was there with him, and his family was with him there. He was cremated, and his family scattered his ashes in the Ganges River in India in a private ceremony according to the Hindu tradition that he followed. And, George Harrison left almost £100 million in his will. So shortly after the Concert for Bangladesh, he establishes that charity. He's very active musically, even though he is no longer, with the Beatles. He records lead guitar in 1971 on John Lennon's Imagine album. He records lead guitar on like five of those tracks. And in fact, he records a very blazing slide guitar that he does on that Lennon song, How Do You Sleep?, the criticism of Paul McCartney. And it's kind of interesting because he's the only Beatle, George Harrison is the only one who ever published an autobiography. And he publishes his autobiography called I, Me, Mine in 1980, just a few months before John Lennon is murdered. And in this biography, he doesn't talk about the Beatles very much. He talks about his hobbies. He talks about gardening. Did you know George Harrison was into Formula One racing? And it's just kind of it's a sweet biography, but John Lennon is deeply offended. John Lennon feels that he wasn't mentioned and none of the influence that he had on George Harrison was acknowledged in George Harrison's biography. So those two weren't really speaking at the time that John Lennon was murdered. And, Harrison, as the rest of us, were just so deeply affected by that event. 6 months after John's death, George releases a song called All Those Years Ago on the album called Somewhere in England, his solo album. And all of the other three Beatles are playing on this song. So let's listen to, from 1980, the George Harrison song, All Those Years Ago.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. Honesty, but the way to the truth when you see.
say someone, the devil's best friend, someone who offended all. We're living in a bad dream. They've forgotten all about mankind. And you were the one they backed up to the wall.
Somewhere in England, George Harrison, all those years ago. Okay, my name is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So, you know, in the 80s, at the end of the 80s, George Harrison is going to be recording a solo project for a European release, and he's got to come up with a B-side for the single. And he gets together with his friend Bob Dylan, and they're actually in Dylan's garage. They're actually in Bob Dylan's garage recording a song, and they come up with Handle With Care. And that turns into the supergroup, the Traveling Wilburys, with Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, Bob Dylan, and Tom Petty. So this is an amazing project that George Harrison was involved in. Handle With Care. We'll be listening to that song in just a minute. You know, in 2010, Ringo Starr got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But in 2009, the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce also awarded George Harrison a star on the Walk of Fame. And at that ceremony, Paul McCartney, Jeff Lynne, and Tom Petty were there, you know, along with his Harrison's wife, Olivia. Tom Hanks was there. Eric Idle was there. Harrison's son was there. He said a Hare Krishna mantra for it. And right after that, they've released a new CD, Let It Roll, the George Harrison songs, were just released in June of 2009. So from that Traveling Wilburys project, let's listen to Handle With Care.
Up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable. Situation's changeable.
horrible. But baby, you're adorable, and don't even care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody's got somebody.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, exploring the music of the singer-songwriter George Harrison. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org.